This is WOVR News. I'm Tyler Pratt. Pennsylvania teachers and school staff are now eligible to get COVID-19 vaccines, and the state will use the Johnson & Johnson one shot in an effort to get schools open again. Nearly 100,000 Johnson & Johnson doses are expected to arrive in the Commonwealth this week. Governor Tom Wolf says the National Guard will be used to get shots into the arms of teachers and all school employees.
Cafeteria staff, janitors, management, so that we can get our children back to in-person classrooms.
While the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has a lower efficacy rate than its two-dose counterparts, Wolf says school employees should feel confident.
There might be a slightly higher risk that you could get some sickness, feel some sickness because of COVID-19, but it's 100% effective from keeping that disease from becoming more serious.
Wolf says it's unclear if schools can make staff get the vaccine, but he hopes enough doses can be delivered in the coming weeks so the bulk of educators can return to school by the end of March. Pennsylvania's largest teachers union has said teachers need to be vaccinated before in-person teaching can begin. WLVR's Hayden Mittman has more on the union's reaction.
The Pennsylvania State Education Association represents 187,000 teachers and school staff. And for at least 6 weeks, the group has been pushing for its members to be moved up on the waiting list for vaccines. Rich Askey is the union president.
Making the vaccine available to school staff is just a key step to getting more students back in the classroom.
Teachers and school staff will be given the one-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Askey says he's confident that the vaccine will be effective.
The one shot is good in the fact that we can get those classrooms to be able to house more students, to have more in-person instruction than what's happening now, sooner rather than later.
With vaccinations set to begin next week, Askey says more in-person teaching could begin by late April. Hayden Mittman, WLVR News.